How you doing, guys? Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. A reminder that you can subscribe to our podcast by going to iTunes and searching for Asian Pop Radio. If you want to find us on social media, you can do the same. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Again, usually it's / Asian Pop Radio. We would really love if you can download our app free via the App Store. We are available on iOS and Android. Do it today. Hear Asia-wide hits 24/7. Sad to say, it's already March 1st for us here in Australia, which means it's the first day of autumn. Well, this is what happened on today's show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asia White Hits.
Welcome to the Jeanette
and
Jay John Show.
We could keep going, but I didn't want to. We got good harmony. We can really harmonize very well.
Some might say we're the fifth harmony.
No, some might not. Maybe we should say hello. Hello. Oh, damn.
Wednesday. So what do we have coming up?
Today we will be speaking to world's oldest K-fan, K-pop fan. She's a K-fan, wow. Just keeping
She's
it real.
She's a Korean fan, Cassandra. Cooling it down.
We'll be talking holidays. We're going to be chatting to Katie, Asian Pop Radio team member, about the performance on at Party on the Park over the weekend in Sydney. Yes, it's Wednesday. Yes, we're a little bit far behind, but we still wanted to chat to Katie to
hear
about her experience.
Rest.
Did you see her video? She
nailed it.
Pretty sweet dance moves and
I saw
a little
that.
Bit on the sexy zone side.
She's very flexible.
Yeah. Some music coming up from Dia and Trisha. Ain't that true, Robert?
Absolutely.
Kiari Pumyu.
KPP.
Ain't that true, Robert? Froya with a delightful track by the name of Rosie. That's
Such
coming
adorable.
Up.
Rosie from Blackpink?
No, Rosé. But we are going to play Blackpink.
Bottle of Rosé.
I'm going to play Whistle now to get it started.
Param, param, param.
Asian Pop Radio.
Doo-doo.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. We're running late, so we're going to talk to Cassandra now, the world's oldest K-pop fan.
Hey, guys.
How is you?
Very good. Very busy. Uni starts this week. Very nervous.
Oh, wow. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah. I'm the oldest one in the class, so it's really, it's bizarre. Yeah,
let's hope you've got someone to talk to K-pop about.
I'll find somebody or I'll convert someone, I'm sure.
Yeah. you've got a way about you doing that. You're good at that.
Yeah, well, I got my teacher right into it last year, so yeah. I've got two to work on this year.
That's fantastic. I just had these visions of, like, the blackboard at the front of the auditorium and the teacher's like, okay, today we're talking Blackpink and gets a
Of course, BAP, my band. So last year I actually had the teacher actually put up one of their film clips, Feel So Good, because I'd sent it to him during he was having a bad day, so I thought it'd cheer him up.
Aww.
So we thought he'd cheer the class up, so we played it in class, and then we got into this big discussion about fan groups, and he found it really interesting how it all works. And,
and that's wow. how he became a BAP fan.
Yes.
I always like the whole K-pop conversion. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I remember when I first got into K-pop many moons ago, and I shared SHINee's music video for Replay with my brother, and I was so convinced that he'd like it because it was, kind of had R&B undertones, and it was a good melodic kind of thing. And he just looked at me after a minute and a half, and he said, I gave that a minute and a half. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I think that was very generous.
It was Cayman's hair. Wasn't it?
I think it might have been.
His young face.
So, Cassandra, what's tickling your fancy in the world of K-pop today?
Well, I've got to thank Talia for recommending checking out Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
That's probably been listening to that nearly all week. I can't stop listening to it. It's such a good song.
It's quite an amazing song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think I've said before, I'm not a real girl band fan. But the girls that are coming out lately are really converting me. They've got a bit more of an edge to them. And Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So I've been listening to that all week. So thanks, Talia.
And did you react to it?
I did react to it. I was actually just working on uploading it now to YouTube. So hopefully after dinner I'll finish doing it and should it be up by tonight.
Fantastic. And so what's next on the cards for your reactions? Like, have you got any other ideas?
Did you just say card?
Well, actually, it's funny you should mention card.
Okay. I knew of this segue.
You didn't.
Very well done, guys. I was going to have a look at Don't Recall. I was listening to that the other day, but I haven't watched the clip yet. And they've been getting a lot of big raps, so I wanted to check them out. So that'd probably be on the cards for this week.
Now, Cassandra, you will be aware of our V-pop specialist, Muck Farm. He's in the studio, and I've just forced him to come in because he was about to run away, but we made sure he sat down to have a chat. Mark loves his V-pop, don't you, Mark? He does.
Hi.
He's nodding, but he's not speaking. Doesn't really work. You're looking very tired today, Mark. What's going on? Why are you tired?
Tired?
You're working hard?
Are you calling him ugly?
I did not say he was ugly.
You said he looked tired.
He was tired. There's a difference between tired and ugly.
He looks refreshed. He looks youthful.
Actually, I was checking out a V-pop female rapper today, Sunboy.
Sunboy? What's the song called? Do you know what the song's called?
She was featured in a film clip with another female singer whose name I really couldn't even begin to try to pronounce properly.
You'll have to link to Mark later. But
she was actually interviewed. She had an interview with Barack Obama not long before he left and was in Vietnam. And he actually pointed her out and said, "I hear you're a rapper." And she said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, how about I beatbox for you and you can do
things?"
So he beatboxed for her and she did an impromptu rap and I was blown away. So
cool.
Been checking out her a bit more.
How cool would it be to be a rapper and have the President of the United States of America beatbox for you?
And be your hype man, be like, yeah.
I love Obama. Yeah. Gee, isn't it sad that he's not around and they've got Trump? I just don't know.
He should be our Prime Minister.
Was that a lustful sound for Trump or an anti-Trump sound?
Oh. Yeah, that was an anti, very anti.
Every time she hears Trump, she's just like...
Yeah, I do. It's just automatic.
It is.
Mark, God help us.
Mark, I was thinking that maybe you can recommend... So what Cassandra likes to do is do reaction videos to different Asian pop music videos. So I thought maybe you know of a really outrageous V-pop music video or an old musician, like a song that you like that Cassandra should know about.
What do you mean by reaction?
Like, so she records herself on the video reacting to the video. So you get to see her face and the way she reacts to the it's a very Asian pop thing to do. It doesn't make sense, Mark. It doesn't have to make sense.
No, it doesn't need to. It's K-pop.
Have you got any ideas? Is there a video that the Cassandra should check out?
Are you talking about like dramatic
anything?
Videos or...
Yeah,
dramatic, outrageous, pretty, ridiculous.
Sad, anything.
Do you have any other emotions, Cassandra?
No, that's it.
Et cetera.
Lustful.
Lustful, yes, let's go with lustful.
We might have to go to a different website for that one.
Wow.
So I reckon I will need to have like some time to sit down and then just write out something for her.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's your homework for next week.
Okay. Yeah. We're gonna workshop that one, Cassandra.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, you know what, Cassandra? I think you've got your work cut out for you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll definitely check that out. And so we'll see with Card. And I might even see if I can find some Sunboy and upload that because she was really good. And I'll definitely link that clip too with Obama because it's definitely worth having a sticky beak at.
Okay. Hang on. Mark's doing sign language for me. Are you saying you need to go now? Okay. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
2 minutes to walk to your car. You're going to get fined.
He'll be right.
Did you get your bottle from my studio? You left here the other week?
Yes, honey.
Okay, good. Okay, so bye.
Yeah, so, and actually, this is to go.
You need to go.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever watched, like, Monster Inc.?
No.
No, you should watch it.
Okay, I will.
Wait,
so many things
Mark
to do.
Leaves,
K-dramas,
did
Monster
you say
Inc.
that artist was Sue Boy?
Suwoi.
Yes.
Yep, Suwoi.
That one, right?
Yes.
This is so far away.
I know Suwoi. She's in America, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
It sounds like a Vietnamese Savoy cracker.
Must be very dry.
All right, Cassandra, thank you. Mark, thank you. Thank you to everyone, really.
Thank you.
No worries, guys.
Chat next week. Bye. Janine J. John, Asian Pop Radio. Do you ever stop eating?
What?
Do you ever stop eating?
No.
Every time I point to you, like, do you want to do it? And you're like...
This is the Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio. That was community service announcement. Just kidding. It was KPP Ninja Re-Bang Bang.
Nice. Yeah.
Gotcha. You got to be on your toes.
Some good track selections today. Who came up with the track selections for the show today?
Not me, not you, but Robert.
Was it Robert or was
and
it Travis?
Bit of both.
Robert
of us,
and Travis.
Rob has a very fun fact.
Does
about
he?
Every second track.
Do I?
Of this week that's being played is chosen by one special person.
Yes, our amazing music director.
Yeah.
Who also does the top 10 at, not 10, but at...
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning and in the evenings, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Yeah, doing a good job of that. I have to say, so Travis, if you go to our website, AsianPopRadio.com, Travis has really been working hard because we have got, pages and pages and pages and pages of songs now that we've been adding over the last year. God, I don't know, man, about close to 1,000, over 1,000 songs or something.
And it's
been
a lot.
Yeah, and he's been, because they're carefully selected to make sure the balance is there, because diversity is our thing, you know. And he has been working hard to add the album cover art to each of the songs, because now if you go to AsianPopRadio.com, you'll see that it says now playing on Asian Pop Radio, and it will show the cover of the album cover of the song that's playing. So if you're on the website and you're not listening to the stream, you can go, oh my god, you're playing Shiny. I like Shiny.
Shiny.
I'm gonna go click on the stream and listen to Shiny.
Done.
Just another little feature, but at least you'll know what to look out for, you know, like, yeah. You'll I don't know, I just think it's a cool thing. It's
you'll
a cool
do
feature.
The doo-doo.
It is a cool thing. So do make sure that you do go to asianpopradio.com to stream us whenever you want, or download our app free on iOS or Android,
Google Play,
and you can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, do you know what? It is it's March. I'm so tired.
Oh my god, it's March.
It's March. Summer's over. Like, today is the first day that it is not summer for 2017.
It's done. It's gone.
Oh no, I don't have a coat. I don't have a coat. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I need a coat.
You've got a lot of black stuff. That's kind of halfway there.
Yep.
Winter in Melbourne is
But I can't
black.
Wear a black bikini out in the winter, can I?
Well, no, true. I mean, we're kind of lucky in Melbourne that summer still kind of sticks around for a bit in March, but then come April, it's done for, right?
Do you mean summer sticks around for 3 hours, then it goes straight into winter for the next 4 hours?
I don't know what
you mean. And then the next 2 hours, it's back to sunny old sun.
Nah, you're true. It is very up and down here.
Yeah.
But that's what we have grown to accept. But yeah, I'm tired. It's March. I'm thinking it's time for another holiday. How about you guys?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Are we all going on a holiday together?
No. Hell to the nah.
You wouldn't want to go on a holiday with me?
No.
Never?
Nah.
Why?
Because I don't think you can keep up.
I can keep up.
Nah.
I'm like Destiny's Child. Can I keep up? I'm going to lose my breath.
That was none of the lyrics of the song.
Something like that.
Neither.
Have you got anything on the agenda, Robert? Like anywhere you'd like to be right now, other than here?
Other than here? Not sure I want to say that one.
Yeah, anywhere. Anywhere.
Okay, anywhere in the world.
Anywhere but
if
here.
An airline was like, here, have a free ticket to anywhere you want to go to.
Wow.
In Asia. Is it Asia or
is
anywhere?
Is it Asia? Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Wow.
Well,
damn. Okay.
Well, it's for me, anywhere is, funnily enough, in Asia, Japan.
Yes.
And it's not a would like to be, I am actually planning to go.
When?
Not till next year.
We were planning to go at the end of this year to go snowboarding.
You're planning ahead of time. Points to you.
Yeah. Well, it's still a long way off, but, you know, I'll have to suffer the tiredness.
Yeah. I was talking to my auntie today. My cousin moved to Japan with his Japanese wife at the end of last year, and he's living there now, and he just got a job, so he's going to be there for a while. So I would like to go to Japan as well, actually, and visit
him. Kudos to him.
Yeah, yeah. He's always been obsessed with Japan. You know, like everyone on this show that's always obsessed with Korea. It's kind of like that, but with Japan. He's old school. Remember when everyone's obsession was Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random question. Yeah. According to Eat Your Kimchi, what is the number one thing you should eat in Japan?
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
Is it sake? Is it sushi?
No.
Sashimi? Sashimi?
Neither. When you think of Japan, what do you think of?
Hot dogs. I don't know why. That's the first thing that came into my mind. I don't know why. Vending machines.
Robert, eat a whole vending machine.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. I thought you were talking about eating vending machines.
No.
Okay.
That would like be the Guinness World Record. The man who
like
ate a vending machine.
Like when you think
machine.
Of Japan, it's like, yeah, I'm going to definitely eat that.
Ramen.
Miso?
Neither.
Wow. Really?
According to Teacher Kimchi, it's curry.
Oh, yeah, curry.
Oh, okay.
Curry.
Curry's good.
Because Japanese curry is on another level, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I want to get some Japanese curry now. There's a Japanese curry place over the road. We should go there after...
I have a boyfriend. You can't take me on a date.
I can't take you to a curry house because you've got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Maybe you should ask
What is
first.
The risk of this? Let's look at
An
risk.
An older man taking me out for curry?
Let's look at this risk analysis of this situation. You think I'm going to sweep
I'm a hot
you
young
your,
girl and you are an older man.
Curry
I'm probably going to be taken away.
So, Jace, where would you like to go on your holiday?
Well, I would like to go to Japan and I would like to go off the beaten track. So, I reckon I would like to just fly to Japan and back and not go anywhere else because I usually do try to fit in too many countries in the one go and, you know, only get to be somewhere for a few days. So, yeah, it'd be really good to go to Kyoto. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'd love to stay in Tokyo for a week. I mean, God,
and
so
Hokkaido.
Many amazing places. Get up into the hills and go
There's
to
a
the,
lot, yeah.
Yeah, go to some of the bathhouses and stuff.
Ooh, sensual.
Sensual.
Everybody's going to be naked.
Yeah, yeah, I can handle that. But, you know, I'll have to do something about this before I go.
It's not you, you can't
work,
do.
Work, 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 work. Where's the other place? I would like to go. Actually, do you know what? I'd really like to go like Hiroshima and stuff like that.
Ooh,
like some
yeah.
of those really historical places in Japan.
Mm.
Yeah. But definitely, you know, see that side of things and then get into the Harajuku like culture and stuff like that. There's so much on offer, isn't there?
You can use my foundation for that.
Yeah. Huh?
Do you want to use my foundation for that?
No. I've seen what the result is of your foundation.
It's quite light.
Yeah.
It's CC cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good.
Yeah. And Jeanette.
Oh, the standard Japan, Korea, but I really want to go to Cambodia.
Yes, I
can. Apparently there's a lot of hype about it.
I can vouch for that. Cambodia was the second country I went to. It's a really good country.
Why did you like it? Or why do you think it's a good country to travel to?
Because the people are beautiful. The people are really amazing and lovely. There's some obviously... No, I went 10 years ago. There's some obvious remnants of some pretty tough stuff that they've gone through in the past
yeah.
and some quite recent past. And I think, you know, going to the killing fields and the jail that the Khmer Rouge had people, you know, tortured in and everything like that, they're some of the most graphic things that I've ever seen and not the kind of thing you usually hang out for seeing on a holiday, on a you know, end of year trip where you're trying to relax. But those things are really good to do because it's good to know what happened. It's good to share those stories and hopefully avert things like that happening ever again in the future.
Yeah.
But from apart from that, where it's just really getting real, it's just one of those places you really feel in touch with the country. You feel like you're part of the country, and they've got great food, great people. It's like lots of developing areas and stuff. It's changing quite a lot, but it's just such a good place. I think it's got a good vibe.
It's like a homey vibe.
Yeah, and you want to, and you know, there's still. I think they still need a bit of help with things. Like it's still developing in a lot of places. You know, there's still a bit of poverty there, unfortunately. And I think tourism helps. I think if more tourists go there and check out things, it helps the locals. And
yeah, definitely.
And you get to learn a bit more about the culture. So I think it's a great place.
Sounds like an up there recommendation.
Yeah. Is there a particular reason you want to go to Cambodia?
just looks breathtaking.
Cheap bags.
Need new wardrobe, sir. Cambodia, I go to Cambodia.
Vietnam's good for clothes as well.
And food.
On a budget. And food, yeah. Water, it's a great rat, place. You should do what I did. I went through Vietnam and Cambodia on a 2-week trip and a tour.
Oh, no, I need more time than that.
Yeah, sure. 2 weeks, too short.
2 weeks, not too long.
Maybe it's 2.5 weeks, I don't know.
I'm looking at 4 weeks for Japan.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
4 weeks?
Yeah. Well, 3 to 4.
Four weeks is a good amount.
That's a good minimum.
Yeah, that's really getting to know a country. Yeah. All right, I reckon we should all book our tickets now. What do you reckon?
Done. Doing it now.
While we do that, we're going to play...
Separately. I don't want to go with you guys.
Ouch. While we do that, I'm going to play a track by a Malaysian artist by the name of Froya.
Froya!
The song's called Rosie, and here it is on Asian Pop Radio.
Param, param, param.
No, that's Blackpink and has nothing to do with Froya.
Doo, doo,
oh, Rosé. I get doo, doo, it.
Make a whistle like a missile.
Stop bomb, now.
Bomb. Doo, doo, doo. Rosie by Froya here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Wow, very good.
Cool, thank you, Jeanette. Appreciate it. So good, so great.
So we're going to be chatting to a team member, and that team member is Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm going very well. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Katie. Do you know what my number one thing about you is? My number one favorite thing.
When you used to read the news.
No, it's that you are articulate and you can project. You would make.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You would make the ideal co-host, Katie.
Look, I grew up in the ghetto, I grew up in the ghetto, so I got some slang. You know, catch me outside, how about that? Like, you know what I mean?
Wow. The words that wouldn't come out of Katie's mouth. Katie, you've been a busy girl, haven't you?
Yes, I've been incredibly busy these past 2 weeks.
Why may that be?
Well, I had, I was doing a performance with VII, my dance crew, on Friday night at Party on the Park. So we were preparing for that.
I wasn't aware that Party on the Park was back. It's obviously a big event in Sydney. It's been happening for quite a few years now.
Yeah. It's a nice get together for most of the K-pop cover groups. And we also get some normal K-pop fans who maybe don't dance. They come and watch as well.
Right. Oh, that's so cool.
So is it like once a month still?
I'm not sure when the next one's going to be. I think it only just started up. So this was sort of the Back in Black edition of the Party in the Park.
Jeanette would like it because she likes black.
What does that mean?
Oh, you should have come. The dress code was black.
Hey.
Look at what I'm wearing now.
Did anyone in Sydney have anything black in their wardrobe? Did they have to call their friends in Melbourne?
Most of us were wearing entirely black.
Cool. You guys were fit in here.
Jeanette seems to think that it's only a Melbourne thing that people wear black.
Really?
Would you wear black on a normal day, though? Like, all black?
Yes. I'm actually wearing all black now.
We could be twins.
I do have to say, I do think that every time I've seen Katie or met with Katie, she's been wearing darker clothes rather than light or colourful clothes. So, I think...
Well, darker clothes are more complimenting.
I'll have to break that chain.
Maybe. You just wear bright orange one day, head to toe.
Hazard yellow. Toxic green. Blinking red.
I'm not sure I have. I don't have luminescent yellow in my wardrobe, I'm afraid.
That's all right. Just get a highlighter and just scribble on your shirts.
You'll have to do some casual work for the RTA or something so you can get a nice outfit. And then you can go, like, I don't know, to a trance club or something as well.
Ew, you're so old.
Whoa, what's wrong with trance club? There's trance clubs out there.
Trance events.
Yeah, trance events. Okay, yeah. A trance event. Katie, what song did you dance to on the weekend?
Well, we danced to Hyuna's Red. So it was a bit of a break from what I'm comfortable with. It was pushing my boundaries a bit.
Very salty.
And why did you decide on that one?
Well... Party in the Park is kind of more of a club vibe than other dance showcases. So you're allowed to be, it's easier to be a little bit sexier than normal.
Right.
Understandable.
So we went with a sexier song.
Yes. So the secret's out of the bag, Katie. We were actually the reason why we awkwardly hung up on you before was that we were expecting your mum to answer, and we were going to get her on the phone and secretly bring her into the equation, but we ran late. Oh. and that hasn't happened. But,
and you answered instead.
You might have accidentally gotten my dad instead of my mum.
Wow. Oh. Wouldn't it be awkward if after about 5 minutes I thought I was talking to your mum?
Thank you, Mrs. Caroline.
Mrs. Caroline.
My mum is here, so if you want to say hi, I'm sure I could persuade you to come over.
Why don't you put the speaker on? We'll chat to both of you together for a sec. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's hope my technology doesn't cut out.
our technology is going to cut out before your technology cuts out, so it's okay.
Okay. Here it goes.
Awesome.
Okay. Yes, it works.
Hello.
Mom, come and say hi. Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Caroline.
Hello.
So you didn't get a chance to get to party in the park on the weekend, did you? But you saw the video that Katie put up and you were quite impressed, weren't you?
I was. I think she was pretty worried about what I'd think. She's more worried than me about doing a, in quotations, sexy dance. I trust her. She's 21 now, and I trust her judgment. And actually, having looked at especially the gifts, she was good. you could say, ooh, shakalaka.
Wow.
Fantastic.
You got a good support group there, Katie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's bright red now.
I am.
So guys, remind me, who got who into the K-pop at the start?
I think I still got Mum into the K-pop.
She did. She started playing sort of all Big Bang tracks and things like that, and I sort of joined in.
And you always misheard Girls' Generation's lyrics.
Oh, I did. Yes, I got a boil on my chin.
Yeah, that would be awkward, and I don't think that's a very K-pop thing to sing about.
No. Nor a boy chicken.
Yes, that's a commonly misheard lyric.
Yeah, I do misheard lyrics very well.
You should do a whole video on it.
We should. okay, as long as I'm not in front of the camera.
Mrs. Phillips, are there any particular K-pop songs at the moment that you're really liking?
Oh, I like the BTS. Katie keeps showing me the new releases.
Yeah,
that's she
today.
I like Fire a lot. I know that's not a particularly new one, but it's got such energy. And when I watched all the stuff at the K-pop boot camp that Katie went to, I was having to sit on my hands to stop me joining in. So I did mouth.
I should have been on the stage.
No, my stage days are over. I used to be on the stage. Been there, done that.
Intriguing.
Yes. I've played all sorts of roles in musicals normally.
Oh, wow. Anything we should know?
Well, I did work with Carey Mulligan.
Ooh.
Don't know if you know her.
I don't, but that was exciting.
Jeanette's pretending to know the name.
Carey Mulligan was in The Great Gatsby. She was baby,
and she also was in Tess, the Durden, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, a Thomas Hardy film, anyway.
And she was also in Doctor Who.
Yes, Sally Sparrow in Doctor Who.
Oh, okay, now I know. I know who it is now.
Yeah. Well, when I worked with her, it was she was just starting to break into. She just got her first part in Pride and Prejudice, but she was doing amateur show at the time with us. And she played Princess Fred, and I was the Wicked Queen in Once Upon a Mattress.
Mum does a very good evil queen impression.
Oh, please, you know, do it now. Come on.
Just a little preview.
You know, blue blood. I've played Queen Victoria a couple of times and royalty and things, you know. Just comes naturally. That's quite.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's too good to be true.
Sort of.
Well, I see where Katie gets her modesty from. All right.
So I get to on my stage from my mum.
So, Katie, was it well received by those in the audience?
It was really well received. The surpassed my expectations. I wasn't expecting people to be screaming so loudly.
Wow, that's really good. And any plans for the next one round? Have you got anything else planned?
Ooh. Well, we've got an upcoming dance at K Talent, but we've not got any other performances lined up for Party on the Park just yet.
Okay. All right, well, Katie, if people want to check out more of your videos, you know, see what you can do, see you do your sexy time dance, how do they do it?
Well, you can check out VII's page on Facebook. So it's VII as in Roman numerals of 7. And I also have my own public page, which is just Katie Phillips.
Too easy, Katie. We can do that right now.
Okay.
All right, stay in touch, Katie. Let us know next time you're going to be on stage somewhere. And, yeah, anything we can promote, please do share.
Sure thing.
All right. Actually, do you want to request a, like, we're going to go to a GOT7 song now. What GOT7 song do you think we should play?
Oh, I think you should play Hard Carry.
Done. Let's play it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I love it. It's my favorite, too.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Bye, Mrs. Phillips.
Bye.
This is the Jeanette J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Here's GOT7. That's it for the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
Bless you.
We've been snorting
Bless
and coughing and burping all week, haven't
your
we?
Sail, your soul.
That's it.
No warning.
That's it.
Oh,
top
no.
Ten's next.
I don't want to go home yet.
Well, you have
end of
to.
The day. Oh.
Bye.
Well, I have another packet of cheese I'll stay eating anyway. So there we go.
See ya.